Good morning, everyone. This is Dr. Burris, Camera Board Chair. I'm going to go ahead at 8 p.m. and call the meeting of January 10th, 2024 to order. Heather, would you please perform roll call again?
Yes. Dr. Campbell?
Present.
Dr. Foreman?
Present.
Dr. Yolanda?
We have a quorum. Thank you. Does anyone have any declarations or any conflicts of interest to declare on any of the agenda items for today's meeting? Hearing none, we will move on. We're going to bypass our minutes at this time and move directly on to five, our items for board review, discussion, and possible action. We have the investigation files under subheading A and have three complaints here. We're going to begin first with complaint 23-14-C against Dr. Daniel Sanders. And we have Dr. Polakoff as our investigator on the case. And the complainant is present, as well as the patient who the complaint was made regarding that are present. And please remember, we only use initials to those individuals' names. So at this time, I will ask Dr. Polakoff to go ahead and present her investigator's report.
Good morning, Board. This is report number 23-14C, Daniel Saunders. A complaint was made from AP initiated the complaint against Dr. Daniel Saunders. He reported that Dr. Daniel Saunders exhibited unprofessional behavior in the pre-op area of the hospital. AP witnessed the doctor yell at the nurse who was taking care of him and threw the chart at her. The response of Dr. Saunders is that AP presented as an inpatient hospital consult, resulting in the need for surgery. In the pre-op area, the patient was there approximately 2 hours and was treated by a locum nurse, a traveling nurse, who was supposed to prep the patient for surgery. Dr. Saunders arrived. The patient had not been prepped in the pre-op area for the past 2 hours, and it was time for surgery. According to Dr. Saunders, he admitted to having a loud voice, and he asked the nurse what the holdup was. She accused him of yelling at her. Dr. Saunders apologized to her and told her that he had a loud voice and he was not yelling, but he was sorry that he offended her. At this point, Dr. Saunders put the chart on the small bedside table, which is 18 inches wide. The nurse had her computer tablet on the table with other paperwork. The doctor stated that he did not throw the chart on the table. If he would have, it would have fallen off. Immediately after the nurse encounter, the doctor sought the advice of the nurse supervisor, who replaced the nurse. After performing the patient's surgery to save the leg, the complaint came in for Dr. Saunders, and then the patient also made an appointment to see Dr. Saunders again in the future. Reported the complainant. AP complained that in the pre-op area, he was with his companion. Dr. Saunders yelled at the nurse who was taking care of him. Then he threw the chart on the table. He stormed off, and the nurse was very upset. She yelled that she doesn't deserve to be treated this way by anyone. She was crying, and the patient and his companion tried to comfort her. This was after Dr. Saunders had already left. The findings are unsubstantiated. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Polakoff. Do you have any questions, Dr. Foreman?
No.
Dr. Imano, do you have any questions for Dr. Polakoff?
No questions.
Thank you. And I don't have any questions for... yes, I have a comment. Dr. Polakoff, in your experience, too, don't you feel that there are times in a preoperative area that it can be quite noisy, and that sometimes voices do, people do have to speak a little louder in order to be heard?
Yes, doctor. In the pre-op area, the walls are curtains, and behind every curtain is a nurse, possibly a companion, a patient, a physician, all talking at the same time. So you do have to speak a little bit louder. Also, there's so much equipment in the pre-op area that the volume of the voice needs to be elevated because sometimes the sound reverberates off the metal equipment and the walls.
Thank you for that, Dr. Holokoff. All right, now we do have the complainant as present as well as the patient. So because the patient is the one that is directly involved, we can ask the patient whose initials are
JP.
JP, if he would like to come up with his family members to the desk, and then we will ask you for your brief statement about the situation. And please refer only in using initials, not names. Thank you so much. And sir, what is your relationship?
I'm his son.
Thank you so much.
And I believe my brother is also joining on the line.
Has anybody come off? Young man, seven.
This is Heather Broaddus in the board office. I'm wondering if a CP has joined the call.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, thank you.
I'm going, since we started with the issue in the operating room, I believe it'd be best that my brother speak to that. He was the person in with my father at that time.
It's up to you.
Yes, and please, comments, just if we can keep them to just a couple minutes, that would be great. Thank you. Please proceed.
Hi, I'm here.
Okay.
Yes. Let me start off by saying I've been in the healthcare profession for close to 20 years as an EMT, as a pharmacy technician, as a patient care tech. That day in question, I exhibited a lot of unprofessionalism from the surgeon, just in his demeanor. Yes, I understand it's a stressful time, you know, a lot is expected, but at the same time, you know, we have to remember that we're all here to care for the patient. The vibe that I got from the doctor was like, I'm just here to get this done and over with. But like I said, I understand it's a stressful environment, you know, lives are at stake. And I felt at that moment he, you know, could have handled the situation a lot better. I saw him throw the chart on the nurse's laptop. And, you know, the nurse was, you know, confronting him about what, you know, why did you do that? You didn't need to do that. And then he responded by, well, I didn't do that. I witnessed like him putting, like throwing the chart on the laptop. You know, luckily it didn't hit her fingers. And being in healthcare, if I were to exhibit that kind of behavior, I would have been written up. I would have been seriously reprimanded. And the other part of it was like, I understand that, you know, that healthcare has taken a different perspective over the years, but there's still, like, the patient is the number one priority. Like, hey, you know, this is what we're going to do. This is the best we're going to, you know, this is the best we can do at this moment. And it just felt like, you know, to a certain extent, how you take your car to the mechanic, and the mechanic says, okay, this is what's wrong with it, so on and so forth. And it was just like, that's how I felt. And I, you know, my dad was scared. I'm scared. We don't know what's going to happen. And the lack of unprofessionalism from that surgeon, it didn't help the situation.
Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate your presentation. Thank you. Do you have a question, Dr. Foreman?
No, I don't have a question.
Dr. Yolanda, do you have any questions for this gentleman?
No.
Okay, thank you. And I as well do not. So, sir.
Okay, I'm AP. I'm the son of JP, and I was waiting outside in the operating room waiting room while this happened, so I preferred my brother's seat to him being the first witness in the operating area for this. My continuation of the complaint deals with the fallout, which began when I first met the doctor on August 25th at his office at the Metro Foot and Ankle. His unprofessionalism didn't stop there in the OR. And I'll make that very clear.
Please don't look at don't look at the respondent, please.
I'll make that very clear right now. I apologize to the board, but I want to make that clear that this unprofessionalism continued. And I summarized in my report that I continued to ask about his wound care and got nowhere with this doctor. And with his response to me, in a very abrupt and unprofessional manner, was, what was the point of wound care if he was going to get an amputation? Such an aloof and very, just shut us down. Well, I went on to try to make a follow-up appointment because he started to have complications because he began a sepsis infection based on the lack of wound care. I called his office repeatedly, daily, over a period of 2 weeks to get nowhere with any of his staff or even to reach the doctor himself. I ended up having to take my dad to the emergency room at Sells Indian Hospital where they found that he was beginning a sepsis infection. He had to go through emergency surgery or otherwise we would have lost him. This was the fallout. So it was not just the one issue that is going to be excused from the operating room. I'm glad that I was not in there because I would have stopped him right there. Because I'm not the type of person to deal with something like that. As you can see, this is why I'm here. I would have stopped him and he would have never operated on my father. But here we are now today. Because of the lack of care this person has given to my father. And I am very heated because he should not be in this position today. He should have received the care that he was due, as any other patient would. And I don't know if it was the color of his skin or what. But this is unacceptable. And I want the board to take action. I would rather see his license revoked. And he never practiced again. So that another patient never has to go through what I'm going through. The fallout of this is I lived through hell for the past few months. I'm the one that has to be his caretaker now. I have lost contracts because of this, because I have to take care of my dad. My living is as a consultant for government, ironically. And I have to lose time, and I had to lose and give up contracts because this. So I want this to be taken into consideration. Thank you. And I'm going to let my father speak.
Morning, sir. What would you like us to know, sir?
How was this affected? What happened in that? When we visited him, what he said to you. Now I understand this is hard for him.
or is there anything that your father said to you that you can relate?
It really hurt him when he made that comment, his only follow-up appointment, where he told him, when I asked about the wound care, and he told my dad, what's the point if he's going to do the amputation, if his leg's going to just be amputated? He said he doesn't want to
say that's fine. It's his prerogative, and he's you know, speaking through you since you are the one who brought the complaint to the board. Before we proceed with hearing from Dr. Saunders, I'd like to make a motion to go into executive session for
legal
advice.
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion?
Second.
Thank you. All in favor? Aye. Opposed? So moved.
Aye.
Should we step off?
No, you can stay there. We leave.